My guest is the superintendent of the Ribblake School District, Travis Grubbs. The new school year, the building, of course, is new. The remodel is new. Anything else that parents, guardians should be aware of, students should be aware of as we start the new school year in Ribblake?
Yeah, so a lot of it is much the same, but we are going to start school a few minutes early and end school a few minutes later. It's not really going to be noticeable because most of our students are already there. Our buses are already there. But we're starting school at 8 a.m. this year, and then we're ending about 3 minutes later than we would at each individual building. And that really is done so that we could get rid of some of the half days that we had on our schedule. We heard a lot about half days being really hard or difficult on our parents for pickup and those types of times. So we were able to actually eliminate the majority of those. We still have, I think, two in our schedule, but the rest of them are gone with those extra minutes. And then that also frees up those mornings that we have for staff then to come in and collaborate and work with one another, and then also kind of rethink through if we need certain interventions for students and things like that. So that'll be noticeable. Everything else is going to look really similar, except we're going to have a much better space to do it in. I know that we are looking at some curriculum this year at our lower level in terms of reading curriculum, and that'll be a process that goes throughout the whole school year. But we're just really excited to have everybody back and rock and roll.
If somebody would like to view the school calendar, because the breaks are set and all of that information is there, how can they do that?
Yep. So that is linked to our school website. And if you just go to links on the top of that, and you'll be able to pull up our calendar. Everybody that is currently enrolled in our school district as well, a couple of weeks ago, got a big email from me with a massive welcome back packet. That calendar is linked in there as well. Yeah. And if you're looking for more information, our website is a great place to do it.
Just talk a little bit about something that come up in the winter, snow days or cold days. First of all, what parameters do you use to decide schools on, schools off?
Great question. So every day is unique, and it really depends on, can we get kids safely to school? That's the ultimate thing. So anytime it's snowing, I am actually out. I'm up a couple hours earlier, and I drive around on the roads as well as our bus company, and we have a chat in the morning around 4:30, 5 o'clock to see, hey, can we make it down these back roads? Is it how icy is? How much snow is it? And that's really variable. It gets kind of technical in that sense, but ice is maybe more of a threat than, you know, a few inches of snow, but 10 inches of snow and how wet and dry, all those variables come into play. And then in terms of cold, if we get an extreme cold warning from the National Weather Service, that's the line for us. When the experts tell us this is extreme cold, we should not have people outside, that's when we don't want people having to wait outside for a bus.
How will parents and guardians be notified that you've made the decision to call school off?
Yep. So anytime we do make that decision, the first thing we're going to do is get it out on our JMC communication system. So we will send a text and an email out, and then we will also send a phone call out to every contact that we have in our system. So that'll come out first thing as soon as we can get it. So 5:30, 6 o'clock, and that should be out. And then we're also letting know all of our local media. So we're calling K99 and letting them know so that they're advertising it. We're calling the local TV station so that we're on the tickers there. Hopefully we over-communicate it and everybody's clear on it.
Another thing that can come up is occasionally staff needs to take days off. Substitute teachers. Is Ribblake in need of substitute teachers? And what are some of the qualifiers, some of the things that you need to have in your background in order to become a substitute teacher?
Always. We are always looking for more subs, whether that's a substitute teacher or a substitute student aide, or even bus drivers. I'll put a plug in for bus drivers as well. If you have any interest in any of these, please reach out to the school district. We also have an employment page on our website that has our application form. To be a substitute teacher, you either need a bachelor's degree or an associate's degree, and then you need to do a sub training. And we offer sub trainings through our local CESA office, which is in Tomahawk, once a month if somebody wants to get that license, and we can help someone navigate that as well. And if you're a retired teacher, you already have a license, that's even better. You don't have to do any of those things. And for student aides, very similar to that, but you don't need the associate's degree component. And then I'll just put a plug for bus drivers too. If you have a CDL and you want to add a school bus endorsement on it, we are always looking for drivers, whether that's to do a route or if it's just to drive after school, or if you have a student that's already doing a sport and you want to just drive that team, we would love to have you. We are always looking for help in those areas.
If someone would like to get more information, how can they do that, Travis?
Our website under the employment tab would be a great place, and you can just reach out directly to me, Travis Grubbs, at the school district. You can get my email and my phone number right on the website, too.
What are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
I am really excited to, one, have this project complete, and then to see to see that little less of a stress, but then also to see our kids utilizing it, to see our students in these new spaces, engaging in collaborative learning, engaging with some of the technology that we have in here, seeing their smiling faces when we have our school forest day, when we do our big reading initiative when we're back, to seeing students in our plays and our musical and athletics, all of the things, just the whole spectrum of activities that we offer in the academics. We have fantastic students and staff, and getting them all in one place is just a phenomenal thing to get to see. So we're excited. I've missed it for the last 3 months.
And as just a reminder, the first day of classes in the Riblay School District is Monday, August 31st. Once again, my guest, Travis Grubbs. He is superintendent of the Riblake School District. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck in the new school year.
Thanks for having me.